you know, we're coming to a tough end of a six back-to-back Premiership games, and it is tough. It's almost survival of the fittest, because I'm sure London Irish will be pretty tired as well after five pretty intense games, and the same with ourselves, really. So, you know, one big last effort. If we can win three out of these six games, then that will have been, I think, a good achievement for us this year.
Would that put you on target? You know, at the start of the season, did you look at those six games and think three wins, two wins, whatever?
I think we certainly would have liked to have three wins. One more, but four would have been pretty good. I think we've been close to it, the likes of Harlequins, and could have squeezed one more win out possibly there. Would have been very good. So I think three is good. Four would have been very good. So you know, I think the three is the target we're aiming for now.
Now that you've done your homework on London Irish, as you do on all the sides, and what are you expecting from them?
Well, they've got... One of the major threats is Topsy Ojo. He's the one that really does create the scoring chances. Scored a great try against Gloucester at the weekend. He's the one to watch, really. But they've got a... historically, they've been very good at line-out. With Kennedy at line-out, they're very powerful. They do their homework, so they are very good at stopping your line-out, but they've got a very effective line-out. They have a very good defence, normally a press defence, which is slightly different to a lot of teams in the league. And they're deadly off counter-attack. So that's historically their strengths, line-out, counter-attack, and a very good press defence. So we've got to find ways around their press defence. We've got to try and be a big day for our line-out. We had a good day against Northampton, but they don't put quite so much pressure on you as London Irish will do. You know, Harlequins put a huge amount of pressure on us and disrupted our line-out, because Harlequins do their homework, London Irish do likewise. So it's going to be a tougher day at the office for the line-out forwards. So we can get some line-out, we can break down their press defence and try and close down Topsy Ojo, really, who's their main lethal weapon to score tries. It's a great chance for Ollie Frost, and that's it's disappointing for all of us that we've lost Johnny R and Sean Perry, but a door opens for Ollie Frost and he'll have to step into the breach. But he's been around the club a long time now, and the players have got full faith in him, and sometimes that's what a young lad needs, an opportunity like that, and he's got some good players around him, so wish him luck. And you know, he's got a lot of responsibility on his shoulders, but I'm sure he'll cope with it.
What are his strengths, do you think, as a scrum half?
He's a gutsy player. He's a combative player. You know, he'll try his hardest, and that's what you want. If you've got somebody there that puts a shirt on and will try his heart out, then you can't ask for any more than that. Frosty will give us everything. Wholehearted performance, and he'll run until he drops, he'll tackle, and he's a good kicker of the ball, but he'll get to the breakdown quickly, get that ball away quickly into Andy Goo's hands, and he'll just give you every ounce of energy he's got.